Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Not Amelia, it's me, Jen. but who do we have in the studio today? You may have heard them. Am I getting this right? There we go. Earlier, about an hour ago, so introduce yourselves, please. Dynamic duo.
Yes, Liv
and Izzy.
The twins, we were playing music earlier.
It's a double whammy of the twins.
Exactly.
Seems fitting.
It does.
Yeah.
I was thinking that on the way in. and what?
Top 10?
I'm going to ask you why first, before we reveal what it is. Why did you go for this?
This is possibly my top five passions of things I really care about. And
yeah, amazing.
I mean, it kind of sparked from a conversation with Amelia we had making lunch one day. And we just had a very passionate discussion, decided a top 10 for this category was highly necessary. And also, given that we just talked about what's cooking earlier on in the evening,
absolutely,
let's move on to what's baking.
Yep.
Those are clues, guys.
Yep.
Reveal.
Top 10 breads.
Bread.
Yep.
I love bread. I do. I actually was just told that I'm not allowed to eat as much bread.
That's unfortunate.
And I hissed at them.
Who? The medical people?
No, it was the gym lady.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck. Yeah, you can.
Sorry, but hey. Eat to your content. Bread is good.
And what were the markers of for your list? Like, what makes a good
bread?
Yeah. What's
okay? So at least disclaimer though, this is also personal preference.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We do understand people have different opinions around their bread choices.
Quite a contentious topic as well.
We have spent a couple hours on this deciding because we want to include a variety of different textures. You've got your fluffy or more crunchy on the outside. Different flour types as well. Mm. Different cuisines, I guess.
Yes.
So I guess. For me, it's like, as long as it's done well and what it's meant to do, it's good. And I have a couple favourites. I'm a big fan of fluffy breads.
Okay.
And ones with crispy outsides as well, which most good breads are, in my opinion.
What
about you, Iz?
A good bread, I just think I should be able to put, I don't know, make a good grilled cheese out of it. Or, that's from, you know, one category and then the other one, I just want to be able to put some hummus or some peanut butter on it and then I'm happy.
I think what makes a good bread is that you could eat it by itself.
It needs to be good by itself and deliver my favourite condiments.
I like all of these requirements. I'm going to go in for number 10.
All right. Do you want to start it off, Iz?
I can indeed.
Oh, I did the wrong one.
Number 10.
You got the big top 10, number 10. Let's use it.
Well, it's a pretty big top 10. So number 10, we have Brezel. And we use the traditional German name.
Bretzen!
Yeah, Bretzen, that's the one. So you got to have proper big fluffy pretzels.
I love traditional German pretzels. I lived in Germany for a while and there is just a regular supermarket called Rewe and they did frozen Brezel.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with like the crystallized salt and baked it.
I have it in my notes. Must have big salt chunks on top or it's not.
100%.
Yeah.
And then non-salted butter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mustard.
Perfection. Yes. She knows.
Yeah. I'm a fellow bread lover. All right, we're going to go straight into number 9.
9.
Next, we put down brioche because, I mean,
okay.
Potentially controversial because someone's
this
like, oh, it could be a sweet bread.
Heart.
But when it's done well, it can be savoury as well. And it's a very rich, tender, buttery bread. And I think it's just one of those things you can just sit and eat. Like it falls apart in your mouth. It's beautiful.
I agree. Brioche sweet, brioche savoury.
It's great. But it's an occasion bread.
Buns.
It's an occasion. It's an occasion bread for me. So I couldn't. Okay. That's why it's got number 9. Next is.
Yeah. Eight.
Sorry.
Into A, we have Irish soda bread.
Oh, another love of mine.
Yes. Mm. Now, my love for this bread came from a time when I made it and it took 45 minutes.
Yes.
And efficiency is key.
It's so key. And there's so like little things you have to do as well. There's no like kneading. You just kind of have to make it stick together.
Yep.
It tastes great.
So convenient and delicious.
And next.
Oh.
We're moving on.
Moving on, number 7. No, fuck.
Number 7.
Did the big one again.
The bread's really getting the love.
The bread is getting love.
Fig and walnut. So this is usually in a sourdough, but it's good. You can actually have it with butter. You can have it with jam. And it's just, fig is great. And walnut is great. And in bread, it's great.
Also agree.
Yeah. It's just.
Any particular loaf? Where would you get your usual figgin
from? There's a bakery on Dominion Road called La Voix Francaise.
Okay.
And Dominion Road. Not the Dominion towards the Extension Way, so further away from town.
Okay.
It's actually a great French bakery for most of the breads actually higher on the list. They import their flour from Europe, so it's bougie flour.
It's very bougie.
But it's really affordable. Loaves of bread are around $4 for like big loaves.
Yes.
And it's all baked fresh every morning. If you go in the morning, you can get it when it's still warm.
I'm definitely catching a bus.
Genuinely, go do it. To anyone listening, go and buy yourself some bread from there.
Maybe I'll write down the name of that bakery and we can put it in the... Oh, we got some texts and I'll read them while we play a song after this one. But we'll put the name of the bakery in the podcast thing.
Yep. And was that it?
No, number
one,
six.
Number six. So
six.
Ooh. We're moving on into pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel, the black.
Yes, the dark rye. Sweet rye.
Oh, a sweet rye. I did hear that you had German...
Yes, mother is German.
Yes. Nice.
We actually got a couple of these recommendations from our Oma Mom.
All the best places to buy.
We actually called her this morning, like, where is your favorite bread come from?
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite pumpernickel. Tell us your favorite bread. So, shout out to her.
Endorsed
she knows
by
her stuff.
Oma.
Yeah.
That's a good pumpernickel if it's endorsed by Oma.
Yeah, it's endorsed. Mm-hmm. It's endorsed.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back after our number five for. Am I turning myself down? No. For the last five of top 10 breads for the small top 10, you're with Izzy and Liv and me, Jen, who's filling in for Amelia. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm going to read your text soon. People are into bread.
Number five.
Your number five this week is Give Me Space, featuring Journey by M. Amelia.
Do you
That was Give Me Space featuring Johnny by Am Amelia, your number 5 for this week, down from number 4, down 1. We are here in the studio doing the small top 10 with Izzy and Liv. It is top 10 breads, and we're going to do a quick rundown of 10 to 6. Yeah.
Yes, so we had at 10 Brezel, 9 brioche, 8 Irish soda bread, 7 fig and walnut, 6 pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel. Mm. We had a couple of texts in. Someone says, why is pretzel a bread if banana bread isn't? None of us talked about banana bread.
No.
But, you know, I hear your struggle. I hear you.
We just had a little conversation off air about the banana bread conundrum, is that when you're thinking, I want bread, you're going to go for something a little bit more
substantially bready,
chewy, or, you know, something with, like, yeast.
Although,
you know.
Risen. Yeah, yeah.
As a shout out, I am a massive fan of banana bread. More as a kind of afternoon tea snack as opposed to.
It's a little more cakey. I'm going to say.
A desserty kind of thing. I'd have it for dessert. I mean, I have bread for dessert anyway, but, you know. If we're talking about categories. But hey, enjoy your banana bread. It's great.
All the power to you.
And I think you should put that in your own top 10.
Make your own top 10.
Yeah, go for it.
Definitely. Write a list right now.
Yeah.
Send it in.
Let us know. All right.
All right, let's go right back into it.
Number 5.
Oh.
Yeah,
there we
the
go.
Stings are.
Oh,
are
okay, wow. Okay, no, that's all good. Fry bread, naughty fry bread. Yeah,
yes,
so good. Just what more can you say?
I love fry bread.
It's so good. I just remember whenever we'd have big bake sales at school, it would always be for sale, and it was just the beeline.
For me, again, it's like that sweet and savory. You can have it with like butter and jam.
Yeah.
Or you can have it with your soup.
It's so versatile.
Also, non-traditionally have tried that at Giappa.
Oh,
no.
They do a, I'm pretty sure they do a fry bread cone
ice cream
kind of style.
There you go. That's,
It's quite non-traditional,
I don't know if I'd drop my pennies at Giappa, only because I'm poor as, but I would definitely eat it if someone bought it for me.
Yeah.
All right, number 4.
We have naan.
Mm.
Yum.
It's okay. Up there.
And wait, what kind of naan though? So plain or dressed?
Put in some options. So obviously you've got your staple, your plain naan, which can just be absolutely brilliant. Garlic naan, great. And also pishwari naan.
What's pishwari?
It's stuffed with like fruits and nuts. It is
and
so
a bit of coconut
good.
As well. Yeah. It's so really nice.
That's a bit more of a sweet bread, but you still have it with curry. So
yum, yep.
Yeah, I just think I just enjoy naan for its versatility.
Everything's versatile.
Love it.
Yeah.
If you make it. All right, let's go next.
3.
The classic baguette. And why I put it up, why we've decided to put baguette up here is that when it is done well, it is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that bakery I mentioned earlier, La Voix Francaise.
Yes.
$3 baguettes. Comes out of the oven hot, warm in your hand, and the crust is crunchy and the inside is genuinely gooey. It is so good. So that's why it's up there.
I've eaten like an entire baguette.
Oh, in a sitting. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
It's doable. Once again, can be jam.
I'm surprised actually that wasn't number one.
Really?
I'm very intrigued now.
Yeah, we've got some passionate number one on the right.
Yeah, I just realized we ordered wrong for me to say number 2. So you'll have to speak my passion on number 1.
Oh.
So number 2 was actually Liv's number 1 spot, which I forced down to number
2. Oh, wait, I'm going to do the sting.
2.
We've got focaccia here.
I love it. Very strong.
Yep.
Very strong.
Just flat oven baked, rosemary, big
crystallized
salt chunks in there. It's got the little, like, you know when you look at a cushion, or it's got the little
dimples.
It?
The dimples. They're important to hold the oil.
Yeah, I just remember being at a friend's house and they had focaccia and I just sat there and just, I think it was the entree. I was just like, nah, I'm just, this is
have
me.
Have you ever made your own focaccia?
My mum's made it. I've never made it myself.
I know she hasn't. She should.
Okay, called out. I have a
good recipe.
Oh,
I have to remember where it's from. I'll find it.
You'll have
I can
to pass
send it,
it
on.
On
through.
I'm very
please,
excited.
Please. Yeah, I just love it.
Delicious. Number 1, the anticipation.
Yeah.
Juan.
Kumara sourdough.
Ah. Oh. Yep. Great choice.
Yep. It's brilliant.
Great choice.
It's just everyone loves it. You can't go wrong. Now, why were you so passionate about the...
So I just had to think really holistically with this. You know, we're ranking bread. When you just think of a top 10 of bread, you want to see what does a sourdough do? You can use it for grilled toasties. You can eat it fresh.
Yep.
You could even use it for dipping in olive oil if you wanted. You know what I mean? It is the ultimate bread in my
opinion.
And
then with kumara in it? Perfection.
Then you I have to agree. I worked at Faro for a couple of years, several years ago, and the Kumara sourdough from Wild Wheat was my top pick. I would get it every week, and I was lucky enough to be able to get it fresh from the oven as well, because we got par-baked ones. And
that is so nice.
Eat it with cheese, eat it with cherry jam, eat it with dinner.
It's beautiful. So those are our top 10 breads.
Yes. Top 10 breads. Controversial, but good. We got another text in saying, Giappa has Yorkshire pudding. Kind of like fried bread, but not.
I'm pretty sure Yorkshire
pudding is made from a batter.
Yeah. My friend got it once. It's definitely a fried bread, but
maybe it's not on the menu anymore.
Maybe they're doing Yorkshire pudding now. Who knows? They haven't been in a long time. Long, long time.
All right. And in true form, we've got a song.
Yes,
now, to commemorate.
We have been talking about carbs on carbs on carbs on carbs for the past how many few minutes?
We have got Fake Meat / Real Friends by Carb on Carb.
Mean. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.